So at this time, I'd like to introduce to you Rick McCart, who's going to come up and share a little bit with us about Mexico Mission. Rick's been with us for 16 years doing this, and then introduce others.
Well, thank you, and hello to everybody.
Hello.
And you've probably seen in the bulletin over the years, you probably see, you know, the Mexico Mission trip going down to Mexico, Mexicali area. And anyway, I just want to share with you guys today what we've been doing there the last few years. And anyway, we're in an area of Mexicali, outside of Mexicali, in an area called Guanajuato. It's probably about 7 miles on the outskirts of Mexicali area. And we've been working on a medical clinic, helping it get started again. And it's really interesting. Probably about 16 years ago, when my wife and I started coming here and we started taking groups down there, we started with people here going down to Guanajuato to work on a clinic. And we worked with an organization there. One of the guys that was running at the time, his name was Bruce Lacey. And so that's where we first met him. But I'll back you up a little bit real quick and just give you a short history. I started going down to Mexico about 20 years ago. And it all came out of a Bible study where a couple of singles ministries got together and where, you know, I met somebody who was really into missions. He actually was down on a mission trip back in the 80s where there was an earthquake back in Mexico City years ago. And that kind of got me really excited. And I remember after the Bible study was over, I was asking, hey, you know, we're going to go do another trip. And I know like a few weeks or a couple months later, he comes up and say, hey, you know, we're going to putting a trip together, go to Jamaica. So I was kind of really excited to go. So anyway, we ended up going for a couple weeks to Jamaica, brought teams in. And we worked alongside with the Mercy ships down there, which used to be part of YWAM at the time. And we got involved in that ministry there. We rebuilt a school. And but anyway, that really got me really excited about going out and doing missions. And when I came back, I thought it'd be really nice to maybe do something down in Mexico. And anyway, it turned out we had a brother in our church who went down once a year doing some stuff. Basically asked him if something that we could do. And we ended up building a house next to a medical clinic. And that's how it all kind of got started with us. But anyway, one of the verses that really, you know, in our Bible studies really kind of took heart, you know, to me was the one that we all know. That's in Matthew 28:19, where it says, go therefore, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and Holy Spirit. And that kind of really resonated in me, going, yeah, it'd be neat to maybe go out and do that. And so anyway, I think just by just having, you know, just the Lord just put in my heart and it brought the people together, and we ended up doing missions down in Mexico. And anyway, the guy that really introduced to me, his name was Jim. Yeah, eventually, he put a nonprofit organization together called Technical Outreach, and the purpose of it was able to, you know, we'll have some funding there just in case we got to meet immediate needs real quick. And really worked out. We were able to do that over the years to do that. Another verse that really ministered to me, that it's really kind of, you know, the verse that the Lord kind of always gave me from, you know, the day I was saved, was in John 13:34. There's a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love also love one another. By this you will know that you are my disciples, and if you have love for one another. But anyway, when we go down and do missions, the group, we have a pretty good group, you know. We all come from different backgrounds, and we work well together. But you know, it's neat to, even though we don't know the language that well, you know, when we're there, people can see, you know, the love of Jesus in each one of us, even though we may not know the language really well. So anyway, over the years, doing missions there in Mexico, we started in Mexicali. When we first met Bruce at the Guanajuato Clinic, we really enjoyed him because he loved going out and doing outreaches. And you know, the Lord kind of put it in our heart, we should do a little bit more than building down. We should probably somehow kind of reach out to people. Anyway, when we met him, it was just really neat. We were just going out to different communities. You know, we worked in the day, and at night we'd go out and do an outreach, be part of it. And we just really see the Lord really move in each one. You know, over the years, I've seen many people come to the Lord, you know, through the different types of outreaches and seeing the Lord just touch people. And it's kind of remembering, as I was sitting here just now, I was remembering this one story when we were at the Guanajuato Clinic years ago. I remember this one girl that came down. She knew Spanish really well, and they sent her and this other guy out and go pick up this other lady in a remote area. And that lady, I guess her jaw was kind of closed. She injured her jaw, so she couldn't really open her mouth. And she actually broke her teeth so she can put a straw through and be able to drink. But anyway, it's just really neat. As they were driving back to the clinic, she was sharing with her, and she was sharing with her. Anyway, she ended up accepting the Lord on the way back to the clinic. And then months after that, after she received the Lord, we saw, you know, this seemed the Lord to work in her life. You know, eventually some doctors came out, and they were able to correct her jaw where she was able to open it. And we were able to see what God can do, you know, through that. So anyway, it's what really motivates me to go down because, you know, I don't know a whole lot. You know, I love the Lord. And you know, the Lord just, you know, uses the people that, you know, maybe unlikely to use, and he can do anything, you know. So anyway, over the years, it's been a real blessing. I would just say it's a real privilege. You know, I wouldn't say it's a wonderful job. I say it's a real privilege of going down and serving. During the outreaches, you know, we pray. You know, we pray for people. You know, they're down there. There's people, you know, down in Mexico. They can't afford medical care, you know, and they get probably very little of it. And they really do have to depend on prayer a lot of times for healing. But anyway, we see a lot, you know, and we have a good time down there. And I just really thank you all here. You know, the biggest part of our ministry of going down is prayer, you know. And I know this is a praying church, you know, because there's different prayer groups throughout the church. And I know when we go down, I know a whole bunch of you are praying for the weekend as we go down. So I never worry. You know, we hear all the bad stories about Mexico, you know. In the area that we go down, there's, you know, a lot of drugs go across that border, but, you know, there's not too much of the stuff to hear about down there. But, you know, I really don't think about, you know, safety, because we've had a pretty good track record over the years. We've only had one incident where somebody actually got mugged. But the Lord's always protect our group. And it's just, you know, I think it's just through prayer that, you know, the Lord just puts a protection around our group. And even when we go out to different places, you know, we've been in rehab centers, we've been on the middle of the streets, we've been in areas, you know, you probably wouldn't want to go. But we've seen a lot of people, you know, even in places we didn't want to go, we've seen a lot of people, you know, come to the Lord. So anyway, I'm just been really privileged of this being part of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not me or us to go down. It's Him that does it all. So anyway, we have a short video we would like to share with you, and then we're going to have some of our other team members have gone down with us. They're going to share with you a little bit about their experience too. So anyway, we go ahead and just show the video. When the earthquake hit on Easter, The clinic was only probably less than 10 miles from the epicenter. And it did some damage to the clinic. There was a propane bottle that fell, caught fire, and it caught our dorm area on fire, where we, you know, where we sleep and stuff over there. And it got burnt down. That's what you saw in the photos. And also, you know, you notice the water that was coming up, when it shook there, it brought the groundwater up, and you know, with mud and stuff. And you know, fortunately, there was a team down there from Azusa Pacific during those couple weeks down there, and they had a lot of help with other churches there to clean up the mud out of the clinic. And also, the Azusa Pacific able to get a backhoe in there, you know, get somebody to, you know, clean up the, you know, the dorm that was burnt down. And so anyway, we went down there last weekend to check it out. One of the brothers, Otto, this is where all these pictures and videos came from. He took all the pictures and put all this together for us. So you notice the music there was from the men's prayer breakfast. So, but anyway, there was some damage there, and you know, that's one of the things we're going to be doing is working to, you know, to kind of rebuild it. And but anyway, I just want to have a few of us kind of share. I have Mike and Vita and Ernie and Candace. Got it this time. Kind of nervous up here sometimes. But anyway, I was going to have Mike share first, and about the ministry.
Good morning. My name is Mike. The thing the Lord has showed me in going down to Mexicali and Guanajuato is that I need to get outside of myself, in that I didn't think there would be anything to do down there for me, because I don't have any skills. Like Rick said, I don't have many skills to be able to offer down there. But really, the Lord just wants us to make ourselves available. And if we can do that, He'll use us in whatever way, you know, whatever way we can be used. There is an opportunity for those who'd like to support Guanajuato. If you'd like to, maybe we have a list out in the foyer. There's a list of items that they need to kind of rebuild the kitchen down there, because everything burned. If the Lord leads you to donate something or to offer anything, please sign up or let Rick know. In fact, there was a gentleman last service. He ran out between services, picked up some things, and brought them back here to the church. I was like amazed. And that song we sang, Amazing, it was just like, wow, Lord. And we were singing it right about the time He brought the things too. And it was like, it's just an incredible thing that God did. But anyway, I just encourage all of you, if you would like to either join us or help support us, we'd love to have you come and be with us. That's about all. Thank you.
My name is Gina. Like Rick, I don't have any special skills either. You know, I had no idea how God could ever use me and what the need was really like down there. So I just decided to go and check it out. And being there, I could see how all you need is a willing heart and a pair of willing hands. There's lots of work to do. There's a great need. The best part about it, and the precious part that I take away from it, is that when we're there for a purpose. I go around with my camera and I take pictures of the different groups, of the different working groups, and the things that they're doing. And the striking part about it is that they're all working at the same goal, they're all focused, they're all getting the work done, and they're having a good time doing it. The Lord really blesses it. And I shared with last service, I just was walking away going, God, that is so cool. And He said, hey, if you think that's cool, wait till you get up here. This is a drop in the bucket. But it's really a blessing. And we really covet your prayers, and we really appreciate your prayers and all the help that you can give.
Good morning. My name is Candace. The first time I saw that video was last service, and to see that dorm burn was just heart-wrenching for me. It was like my home. It had burned, and it is. It's my Mexico mission trip home. But the work down there that we do, you know, you don't have to have skills, but I've painted, I've pulled weeds, I've done all kinds of different things. There's even just to be there to support, you know, your fellow brothers and sisters that are down there working, you know, that's work in itself, you know, and that's just awesome. We would go to the clinic and sit in the waiting room, and four of us women would go in there, and we start singing praise songs, and the acoustics were just awesome. It was just really, it was a blessing. But I encourage you, you know, men, women, children, any of you, you know, to come down. Come on down. It's awesome. It's awesome. We have a great, wonderful time. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ernie. Don't let Mike kid you. He's got some skills, let me tell you. There's a great need down there immediately because of the earthquake and stuff, but there's always a need for to be part of this ministry. I, for one, am thankful and blessed to be part of it. I've been going for about 10 years now, and it's just been a blessing in my life. Remember, God will just pour it on us when we do the things that we don't have to do, whether it's through tithing or giving of ourselves, self-denial, like Mike said. We just don't need to be a church-attending church. We need to be a outreaching church. We need to be a ministry-driven church. And God is calling each and every one of us to be part of something. And today we're presenting the Mexicali mission, mission that we are a part of and that our church supports. So if you're hearing God speak, please come and be part of it. It seems like very few of us are part of this, but regardless, like we spoke of praying for it, giving of yourself to be part of it, we'd like to see every one of you down there. We'll make room. You know, even though our dorm burnt down, there's still room to go ahead and put a sleeping bag to lay our head. With that being said, we want to go ahead and sing our theme song. And this should be a song just for everyday life and all that we do. But we adopted it as our Mexicali Mission theme song. It goes like this. Be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold,
be bold,
be strong,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee. You need not be afraid.
Oh no.
You need not be ashamed.
Oh wait.
We're walking in faith and victory. Come on, walking in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Praise God.
Well, that is an awesome song, isn't it? Ernie, who wrote that?
I don't know, but it's scripture.
Yeah, okay. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for this mission. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for these brothers and sisters, Lord, that you've called to go to Mexicali. And Lord, as they made the point, all of us are called by you, Lord, to be ambassadors for you. And Jesus, we want to do an ambassador thing right now by praying for these ambassadors, Lord, in the mission trip that's coming up. And Father, we pray for your mighty anointing upon them. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do a mighty work, that dorm would be rebuilt lickety-split, and all the folks that work on it will be just blown away with your power, your authority, your anointing. And Father, we thank you for Bruce down there, Lord, and his wife, and Father, we just want to pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would continue to do that work in a mighty way, bringing many souls to yourself. We pray that all the outreaches, Lord, would see people coming to accept Jesus Christ. And the needs would be provided as the doctors go down and the nurses and dentists and so forth. Lord, taking care of needs. And so we thank you, Father. Do a full, rich work. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said together loudly, amen. Get a little power going up there with the amen, right? God just loves to hear us talk to him, especially about those in need.